A city in East China has organized a team of silver-haired volunteers to help crack down an illegal health product business. These senior citizens operated like undercover agents as they infiltrated the shady organization and collected evidence. Ultimately, their participation brought down the illegal business. Hooray, older folks!
Bravo.
Well done. I don't think I'd be able to do that, but this is pretty cool. And Huang Shen, give us some details of how this happened. And by the way, just a sidebar for a second, it sounds like the perfect idea for a movie. So Hollywood, and also I think the movie industry in China should be doing something about this.
You're really creative.
Thank you.
So here we have some real examples. Let's start with an elderly who is in the Zhejiang province, and he or she fell victim of the illegal health product business and suffered a loss of over 20,000 yuan before. So later on, this elderly decided to act as an undercover to collect evidence and report to the police. The elderly finally got a reward of 66,000 yuan from the police. So it is the first case that one got a cash reward from the government for reporting illegal health product business. However, he or she, the elderly, is not the only one who works in the province as an undercover. Now in Ningbo City, there are over 600 such silver undercovers in the city. So usually they will have a group of elderly volunteers who act as undercovers to help the law enforcement department. They can help to crack down such illegal business since this July. And Ningbo is not the only city who has this kind of a senior, or we call them silver-haired undercover agents. Beijing reports that in Chongqing City, the Chongqing municipality also had this kind of volunteers, and a 76-year-old Zheng Zhengyi, is his fake name, in Chongqing City has been acting as an undercover in over 100 illegal health products promotion activities since this January. And he said besides doing the undercover job, he also writes some books and to help people around him be warned about falling into such frauds. And also he wanted to warn the elderly people, don't trust those salespersons who sell fake health products.
Senior citizen detectives. That sounds like a novelty. apparently they're, the target customers. So the Ningbo Market Supervision Management Bureau promoted this silver undercover plan because they face some difficulties cracking down the false promotion of the illegal health product business. And the head of the supervision division, he mentioned that elderly people, since they're the targets, that they could possibly help and aid in giving, picking up clues for, how these operations are being ran. And it would be a very good cooperation. And apparently, it's really difficult to crack down these organizations because they change locations. And apparently they found out this July that there was a company sending out leaflets which invited elderly people around the age of 60 to a certain place. And when the local supervision would go to that address, there would be no event going on, which is actually a trick that a lot of the business uses to, lure some of the law enforcement to a certain area and then have the promotion elsewhere. So it's a pretty sophisticated operation they have going on, and so it's really imperative that they use some of the senior citizens to help crack this situation.
Yeah, this sounds like the perfect crackdown of a crime, I suppose. Because here we're looking at one industry that I'm sure there's the legal side of it that's not breaking the law. So this is about these companies or sometimes pharmaceuticals that they sell health products or health supplements. And I take vitamin pills every day, and that's a health supplement, and I suppose it's good for my health so I can live a bit longer, possibly. But there's also this other side of this business that's completely shady. And the part that it's a bit sad, but it is the reality here in our country. That is, the illegal business is often targeting the older folks, and they're seen as vulnerable because when you're a bit older and maybe you're feeling, oh, my joints are a bit sore this morning when I get out of bed and there's this, ah, noise, and you realize I'm getting a bit older and I want to maintain my health or live a few more years, and that's just, you know, human nature, right?
Yeah.
And they not only take medicine from the hospital, they also buy from these aggressive people that sell so-called health products to them, but apparently a lot of this business is illegal and it's no good for you.
Well, apparently there's actually an elaborate registration process as well. Apparently that you need to get an ID card and a certificate of retirement. And then the company will only inform certain individuals when and where to, you know, go to the promotional event. And if you don't have this card or this identification, they will not allow you into the building. So it's really, again, it's a really, really sophisticated operation they have here, where certain people, if you're not a certain age or if you're not from a certain district, then you're not allowed in. And that was the case with Pan Jianfei, who was actually an undercover who was trying to get in, but he was turned away at the door. But apparently they are able to crack down, and it's a really good, you know, cooperation among, you know, a lot of the elderly, because again, because they are already in the system and they're getting invited to these events, a lot of them are actually turning in a lot of these, they're getting information about the products and the correct addresses, and they're giving it to the local authorities. So this is, I mean, I think it's amazing that older people are actually stepping in to, well, to help others. And I think it has a lot to do with some of them being victims themselves and wanting to, you know, save other people from, you know, falling, you know, hitting this pitfall.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah. And also that just makes perfect sense. Then these are the people that should be recruited, and they have been recruited as undercover agents that's working closely with law enforcement. So I get excited about this. I'm picturing in my head that these guys, silver-haired gentlemen, ladies, right, you know, they don't sneak in. They just walk in with their certificate of elderly person to prove their age, and then they get in to the venue and collect evidence, and then they send a text message or a WeChat message to the law enforcement, and those guys kick the doors open and come in, bust the crime, and catch the criminals red-handed.
And technically, it's not illegal because, I mean, it's not, you know, we have this term entrapment where, you know, sometimes the police can lure you into committing a crime, but here the crime is already taking place, so it's not exactly entrapment. So it's again, it's ingenious, and I think it's a bit risky, but apparently the risk isn't, you know, too high because a lot of people are stepping in to help, and I think that's, yeah, it's commendable.
So, Huangshan, when you look at this, why do you think that, okay, first of all, I'd like to know, what are your thoughts on this cooperation between the elderly undercover agents, so to speak, and the police? And the second question is, why do you think that these older folks, they're the targets?
I think it's a brilliant idea, and also I got inspired from He Yang. It can be a very good source, or, you know, for a new movie, and because this is some interesting topic, and also I think this gives those elderly citizens a kind of responsibility. They think, we can still have some thing to do when we are getting old. We have a new focus. We have a new project to help police to crack down those illegal business.
Yeah, purpose in life.
Yes, and also why they are important. Because usually those salespersons of the illegal health products, they are very tricky. They are very cautious. So usually the detectives are young age or they're in their middle age. So can you imagine a middle age will be framed by those really smart, maybe street smart salesperson? They may think, oh, you are not my potential customer. Or they will think, oh, maybe you're the undercover who will crack down my business. But for those elderly people, they are the perfect target for those salespersons. And also for them, like Tony has introduced it, they need to check your ID. What's the purpose of that? Besides they check your ID, you verify your identification, they also want to know your consuming power, how much you can pay for them. They will check your previous job and your profession before retired to see if you have enough resources or enough money to buy their products. So they only trying to cultivate the potential and the loyal customers for their company. So these elderly people are the perfect detective for cracking down this business.
I agree. And I have to say, I was invited to, and I'm not sure if it was...
But you're young.
Yes, but I was recruited to be someone who distributes it. So
where was this?
This was in Beijing, actually.
Okay. Wow.
And I'm not sure if it was a fake product, but it had the same lineup where you would go into a very discreet location, and you know, there were a lot of people that were there, mainly older people, and they would explain the business, and of course everyone would go on about how great the product was and how it changed their life. And it was just, I was wondering, okay, why am I here? And then eventually the friend that invited me there convinced me that this would be really good, you know, for me as a foreigner to get involved with, because you know, if you promote this product, then a lot of Chinese may take your word for it.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. And, you know, it's not something that I was interested in. But yeah, now it's just a light comes on in my head when I read this article about, you know, people actually scamming. And I don't know if that company was actually a scam or not, but I'm glad I didn't get involved. And I feel like a lot of these people who fall victim must be very frustrated, because I think people go into it for different reasons, and especially for health. You know, there was a survey done by about 100 people, all senior citizens, and in 2016, and 55% of the respondents purchased these products, you know, after going to a free healthcare lecture. And 83% of them use their pension money to buy these products. 28% put these products aside without taking them. And 62% bought them to treat their diseases. And 28% spent about 5,000 to 10,000 yuan every year on these products. So it's definitely a lucrative business. But if it's not working, I could imagine just the dismay, because I'm actually a supplement taker myself. Like you, Huyang, I also take certain vitamins and different herbs. And just the idea of them being fake would just infuriate me. So I think that this might be some of the motivation behind wanting to go undercover. I know I would. If I was scammed out of, you know, a significant amount of money, I would want to go and crack down this organization as well.
There's lots of interesting points that you brought up there, Tony. First of all, I suppose when these older folks, when they're buying the so-called health supplements to treat their disease, then there's something fundamentally wrong there. Because this is not medicine. Or if they've been advertised as medicine from the salespeople, then that's fraudulent.
Well, and I believe that's the case. A lot of times when you are reading about certain supplements, for example, like ginkgo biloba and echinacea, all of these herbs are good for certain things, your immune system, and it can, you know, they market a lot of the benefits. And I feel that a lot of older people, especially, they're getting older and they have different ailments, and they don't want to be a burden on their children, because a lot of times when people get older, they become a burden to, you know, their children. So this is a way to prevent it. And this is something that these companies market. And also, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of incentives to join some of these lectures. They're free, first of all. And when I went to mine, they were giving away free water, and they're giving away USBs and all kinds of, you know, telling you about different trips that you can take as well. So it's like a membership. Once you get involved, it's like a brotherhood. You know, a lot of people you can befriend, and also they encourage you to get involved in the business as well. So it's like a type of pyramid scheme, if that's what you want to call it. So I feel that a lot of older people can easily fall prey to these kind of tactics.
And I think there are two situations when those elderly want to turn to those health products sellers. Mm. One is they think they only have some minor ailments. It's not serious to go to a doctor. So when they see such health products or health supplements products, they think, oh, maybe I don't need to go to a doctor. These products are enough for me. And the second alternative is like when they have some really serious issues. Maybe the medicine, the current stage, can't solve their problems. And then they say, oh, maybe I can turn to this kind of medicine. It may have some effects on me. And usually those products will boast their performance. Usually they will say, like saying over 90% see obvious effects, over 70% of patients recover completely. There's always a trap there. And usually those elderly people, they don't want to be a burden of their child. So they want to be healthy. So they think, oh, if I don't need to go to the hospital, or if I can just by eating these pills, then I can be healthy. And that's enough for me. And I won't cause any troubles for my kids. And also sometimes I think those salesperson are very smart because they're targeting on those empty nest elderlies. Because usually, you know, besides free trips and free lectures, they will also go to your house and help you wash your feet and talk to you for hours, like companion for you.
That's a creative tactic, washing feet.
Yeah, so those elderly think, oh, they're just my child. Like, oh, they're just like my children. They work so hard and they devote so much time and to communicate with me. Maybe I need to pay some price to buy their products. And they maybe after seeing those salesperson, how tough their situation is, this reminds me of their kids in maybe working in another city or another province. So they will think, oh, maybe I need to pay some money to buy their products.
And it's just hard to say no after your feet have been washing.
Yeah, sometimes they may even cry in front of those elderly. So it's a very tough situation.
Huangshan, I think you make such a good point here. And this is potentially, I think, something very dangerous for a lot of older folks out there. And all of us, we're going to get old one day. Mm. And as society has progressed and moved on, it seems like not many of us are going to have a retirement life when you have a family around you. So, and we're sociable beings as humans. And if you're really lonely and someone comes to your house, possibly after you purchase membership or something, so they know to target you.
Get your ID card.
Yeah, and get your, and know where you live, and they come into your apartment, a private space, and persuade you like this, then I suppose it's very easy to say yes in many of these occasions. And this is very hard to say no when there's that emotional attachment. And yes, that possibly explains why a lot of these elder folks fall prey to fraudulent marketing schemes like this. But there's one thing I want to ask you guys as we're talking about this, and there's nothing to hide here. We're all still pretty young when, especially compared to the silver citizens. And I can't help but notice in our discussions, there's this sense that, oh, when you're old and it's almost like overnight, you become a little bit dumb and you fall prey and you can't discern or ascertain that there are some of these tricks behind, and as if younger people just know better. But I just don't necessarily understand that. These are people who've gone through a lot, seen the ups and downs in life, and they're not stupid. But why is it that in the analysis and discussion and through the eyes of usually younger folks, that this is happening? What's the deeper reason behind all of this?
That's a good question. And I feel that as people age, they do have a lot of knowledge and wisdom. But I also feel that they become a bit more humble, because as time goes on, there's so much new information. Of course, technology is flooded everything. And so I feel that in this humbleness, a lot of old people will listen to younger people, give them some information about a product that's new, that's, you know, helping a lot of people. And, you know, society today is a lot different than it was, you know, 50 years ago. So I think that, and I take that with my grandfather as well. You know, he has his own way of thinking of things, but sometimes I can introduce something that people are doing now and it's working for a lot of people, and he'll listen to it because it's something that he's not familiar with. So I think that a lot of people fall victim to this as well, as just, you know, being open and listening to, you know, the younger generation, and it could possibly, you know, help them in the end, because these products are supposed to help with different ailments. And again, there's the, you know, wanting to be healthy as long as possible. That way it's not to affect, you know, their family's income. So I think that this has a big part of why, you know, a lot of them may fall victim as well.
And I think all of us, including us, may fall victim of a certain category of products in different age. For them, maybe they will fall victims of those fake health products. But for us, we may fall victims of other fake products. It's not about age. Everyone may fall victim of something. And also, I think now this case show us a very positive image. And also, it's time to break our stereotype. They are not useless. They're still very smart. They can do contribution to the society. They can become the silver hair agents. So we see a very positive story here.
Definitely,
that is something of my takeaway here.
Yeah, and I just one note here on these supplements, and it's unfortunate that it's going on here, but it's actually happening in the U.S. as well. I mean, there's a lot of actually big name mega stores that had to have some things pulled off of the rack a few years ago. You know, I was reading a report on NBC, Target, GNC, which is a huge distributor, and Walgreens and Walmart apparently had to immediately cease selling a number of scam herbal supplements. And these supplements were filled with, I believe it was like powdered rice and house plants and asparagus, things that don't really do anything for you, but they would market that they would help with, you know, different ailments, you know. So it seems to be happening everywhere. And it was, you know, about 21% of store brand herbal supplements contained fakes. So it's huge. And it's not, I mean, I think that here in China, there's a different element to it where there's a salesman that actually comes to your home and sells it. And I think that that's, as you mentioned earlier, a bit difficult to, it's a difficult to avoid this type of approach, because if someone gives you their personal account and, you know, if it's backed with some type of degree, then you're going to trust them. And that's not something that I've actually experienced back home. So I think it's a bit harder here.
Certainly, I think giving out your home address is something. That's sensitive information and shouldn't be given out easily. And I think here, after Tony, what you said about the U.S., it just makes me think about this healthcare or health supplement market. It's huge.
Yes.
And there's some legal products, some possibly good products out there, but there's stuff that does no good for you. But it doesn't cause you harm. And there's the fake ones that should just be shut down, right? Period. But this is a market and industry that is very hard to regulate by the sound of it, because they're not being approved as medicine. They're health supplements. So that's like a vague term.
And that's how they slip through the FDA, is because they're labeled as food and not medicine. And so that's definitely something that we need to regulate more. Herbs can actually be medicine and can affect, you know, older people's medication. So definitely something we need to weigh into.
We need to be very careful about. And yes, Huangshan, I completely agree with you. Mm. This is a really cool and positive news story to read and to broadcast on Roundtable, that these senior citizens are really making good use of their time.